This week on Clown College.
Hello.
What up, this Charles?
Hello.
What up, Charles?
What's up?
Man, shit, chilling, man. Look, man, I'll call you. I got a group of guys. I got a group of my partners, man. Listen, I'm at a Clown Community College, bro. And we want y'all down. We want to see what it takes to get you on the podcast, man.
I'm going to shoot you my manager number.
I bet. Man, they sitting here listening to you now, man. It's a mixed group of guys, man. They love you, bro.
I bet. I'm going to shoot you my manager number now.
I bet. All right.
This is the best day of my life.
Oh, my.
This is the best day of my life. Fuck yeah, man. That's crazy.
Man, no.
That's what we needed, dude.
Ready. I told you about that connected.
Would you just know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to fit down the clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ.
The number one is TCU. I got beat by them. But then I beat Georgia and then another ranked team. I guess they got some fucking hitters over there. I can only play quarterback, though. And they were locking that shit down. Screen recording.
Yep, let's screen recording.
It's the largest margin of victory ever. 65-7.
That's not on if you
want to
turn it on.
65-7.
I'm not putting my headphones on because I'm scared of spiders, dude.
Oh. Well, you think they're in the headphones?
They could be, man.
Nah, man. You're all right. We killed what? Them.
Or you're right, Brandon. Them. I shouldn't be a pussy, dude.
Hey, yeah, man. They get in your ears. They're going to get in your ears regardless.
Don't. Well, let's not.
Okay, well, yeah, let's not think that, but you know what I mean.
It's not that wasn't good. Comforting, Brandon.
No, that was yeah. That actually creeped my ass out too.
Go out now. It's on.
Damn. Okay. Sorry.
It's all right, Brandon.
Damn, Brandon.
I still love
so why you guys? Why are you guys scared of spider?
Right. Dude, there was a fucking behemoth tarantula, as Brandon described it in here. Dude.
Yeah.
That thing was fat, bro.
We'll
throw
the shit
up, we can throw up the picture, right?
Video, wetland wolf spider.
Yeah, dude. The giant wolf spider, dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh, like, Brandon came in, he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, yeah, man. I
look at that thing, dude.
Because I almost stepped on it. I just looked down, and I was like, oh, hold on. Damn. Hey.
That
hey,
dark
tarantula.
One. Yeah, right there in the hand, dude.
You got
that
a tarantula in this bitch.
That's what it was.
That's terrifying,
yeah.
Dude.
That's horrific.
I ain't going to lie. It took me aback a little bit. Because I'm not really scared of spiders, but that motherfucker was just sitting there. Luckily, we put a cup over it. And because I accidentally hit the back of it, and all its babies start running out, so I had to spray right there, sprayed all the babies, and then we gassed them out in the cup.
Oh yeah,
yep.
Really good. He stayed alive for a long time.
Oh
dude,
yeah,
he was running around in there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
which is too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
Too long for how much spray? We put under
a
that
decent
cup.
Amount of spray,
yeah. Like a good amount,
dude. Like probably 30 seconds of spray.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Multiple times too.
Yeah,
because it kept on moving around.
Gosh, dude,
I didn't want to open the thing up and it just ran away.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you didn't have the cup. You know how many times you would have got bit before that thing just fell over.
Oh well, if I'd have stepped on it, like just regular stepped on it,
mm-hmm.
All those fucking babies would have. I mean, there's no way I could have contained them.
No,
it was too many.
There would not have been a podcast. I would have left. We would have had to record in, like, you know, a McDonald's or something. I don't know, dude. The library. I don't even know where the fuck you go, dude. I would have been lost.
That was horrible.
For 40 years.
That was bad.
Yeah, it was rowdy. Right, got us a good jump as soon as we came in.
Shit, hell yeah, woke my
It'll
ass
wake
up.
You up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like smelling salts.
Yeah, yeah.
We need. Oh, we should get those.
Yes, we should.
Brandon,
we should
order those right now.
Yeah. I want to see how much.
I'll give you my card number live on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Dude, hold on, because that seems cool. Kind of fucking ad was that? That seems cool. Let's 21. See.
Let's get the $21.
21 right here.
Well, let's see where you can. Is there any on Amazon?
Whoa, why is that $163?
Amazon, yeah, that's better. I don't know. Just not no random dude. Named Ted or something.
Let's what?
Yeah. Biden dropped out.
Nuh-uh.
Stop joking with me.
Biden
let me
dropped
see.
Out of we the just, election?
Biden just
then
dropped out of the election.
Who's going to be the Democratic nominee?
Dude, I don't know. This is live, dude.
What the hell?
Newsom, maybe?
Jack just texted me or something.
He just pulled out.
Biden dropped out. 14
minutes ago.
Oh, damn, man. Biden just pulls out.
Because he's fucking has dementia. He had to go.
Damn.
What?
Wait, but they don't have a chance of winning now. They don't have a chance.
Who's it going to be, dude?
I don't think they know yet.
Damn, man. Hulk Hogan comes out, scares the shit out of the office. Man, what the fuck? Man, hell, dude, you understand.
My gosh, dude.
That was crazy, man.
Hulk Hogan
when he came
run.
Out there, ripped that shirt. I'm not a Trump fan, but.
Did you see that, when Hulk
yes.
Hogan came out
uh-huh.
there? I saw the Twitter post where it's like, we're almost at Idiocracy.
Yes, it would have had Terry Crews.
There ain't no almost.
President Biden has decided.
Then, okay, holy so Trump's shit. Gonna be the president for sure.
Oh, no, yeah, who? No doubt.
I mean, he pretty much had it after in the bag after, you know.
Hulk Hogan?
He bossed up. No, yeah. Not Hulk Hogan. I don't think that. I don't think having a guy who said the N-word during a sex tape.
Oh, yeah, that's bad, man.
Not great publicity. Maybe with, I don't know. Actually.
Oh, shit. Damn. But why, they don't have dude? A chance now because incumbent president has the best chance of winning by far in history. And now people were, even if they thought he was old and all that shit, they didn't be like, he's safe. Now they don't have a chance. I don't give a fuck who they put up there. It's in November.
You think it's going to be Kamala Harris?
Fuck,
I don't think they
no.
like her either.
You can't. She will get demolished.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But yeah. Who are you going to put up against him? Nancy Pelosi?
You want to know the only real? You want to know the only real person who could go up right now and have a chance?
Who?
Hillary Clinton. It's the only one. It's because it's, you know, Hillary, you know, she says some things and she was right. But then he got president. Right. And then everybody's like, damn, we should have just voted for Hillary. But people didn't like her. But now, I mean, who else has the name? Who else can fire back with them? Yeah, if Obama can run a third.
But his term's over.
You know, it would have to be somebody like that, which, you
Michelle
know,
Obama.
Kanye West, dude.
I'm like, no. Nah. You know, he actually,
I mean, actually
might.
Would be
he
down.
Actually might.
I mean, we would be in a nuclear
holocaust
after that. But, you know, it'd
why
be fun.
Why drag it out?
Yeah.
It
was amazing.
Huh?
It would have sounded.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Could you imagine the music that you go out to whenever you're about to die, the rock is about to hit? He's going to have a banger on there, dude.
You playing flashing lights while y'all getting, man. Flash, lights? Now you dead, man.
That's so good. Oh, man.
This
I can't
is
believe
wild,
this
man.
Is wild. Oh, hold on. I don't know this part.
Let's see. I can read it for y'all if you want.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden has decided he will end his re-election campaign, he said in a statement released Sunday. A decision certain to send shockwave. Wait.
There is another spider.
Well, oh, shit. Hold up.
Where?
Where, dude?
Right here. It's a smaller one.
Oh.
But, like, that is crazy.
Oh, man.
Dude, there's a lot of them in here.
I'm sorry. I moved this camera.
Hold on, man. My bad. I had to flash.
So much is happening right now.
I'm overstimulated, man.
It's the same one, though.
It's the same one?
The smaller. Holy
wait,
shit.
Where is it at?
You're safe, over. Brandon. I'll let you know, dude.
Hey, man, if it's moving this way, tell me.
I got you, man.
So, this is overstimulating everything that's going on.
And it's terrible.
So...
A spider pops up and almost bites us in the ass. This is...
Dom, you got to call somebody,
yeah,
man.
It here. I'll spray it.
You got to call Ghostbusters,
oh,
man.
No, I got this. We got to make sure. Okay. Yeah, you can just grab that. I'm sorry.
Oh! Oh, Brandon! Run!
Oh, shit!
Right here.
Oh, damn.
Hold on.
Oh, man.
I
hey.
That one was quick, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Gosh, dude, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, let's just get hang on.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You gotta call the authorities. He was going that way, dude.
This is the apocalypse, dude. Fucking Biden drops out there with plagues of
insects. It's the fourth spider I've dealt with today.
That spider racist.
Dude, probably in the hundreds if you want to count all the babies that came off that fat ass.
Oh, my gosh. That was probably a teenager from earlier.
He probably came looking for his daddy.
Oh, yeah. And then he saw me, and he was like, I'm going black on black crime, kill this motherfucker.
That motherfucker almost got away, too.
Oh, he almost did. Came straight this way.
I'm sorry, this is
man, I'm
no,
glad
you're
y'all
good,
got him,
dude.
Man.
That's the least of my worries right now.
Dude, the fact that you got that spider, I appreciate it, man.
Dom, you're old enough to run, dude. Up. Why don't you join?
Join what?
I'd be eliminated.
Democratic nominee.
They're just going to bring up one clip. Man, I'm over with.
What type of clip?
Where you're like, Hitler wasn't that bad.
Literally.
Like, oh, really? Huh?
Dude, shit, you might be Trump's vice president.
Man. Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
What I really meant was, like, trying to explain that.
Metaphorically.
Yeah. I'm saying he did bad things.
There's no denying that.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Horrible.
I don't know why this pops up on my news, on my Twitter feed, but like Hitler in a cape. They were like, you got to admit Hitler had aura. That's what the post said.
You want to see a picture of Hitler in a cape?
That's a very Gen Z.
That's probably a Gen Z thing.
The whole aura thing, I hate that, dude.
Let's see if he
That's so lame, bro.
Hitler in cape, dude.
Hitler in a cape, like Darth Vader, huh? Like Darth Vader.
I mean, look at that. At that right there. That's
hold on.
Here's
the better one.
About.
Look at that. Oh, he posing with it, too.
Whose face should I insert over Hitler?
We
know who it is.
Oh, snap. Jake. A color picture of it.
Oh, I see that. Hey, them boys was fresh. Boy, your boys was fresh.
Dude,
Louis Vuitton made their, and Versace made their uniform.
Really?
Dude. Yeah.
See? Yeah, still
crazy.
Wearing that shit.
We just cut that out.
Oh, damn. I like how we pull up Hitler right when we're talking about Joe Biden.
Yeah, this is what to expect.
This is crazy.
Who you guys voting for?
Not me.
Can't.
Dude, I don't know. See, I only know about two people, man.
Yeah.
The Biden and Trump thing.
Well, Biden's out now. So
I'm not
are you
voting
gonna,
for anybody. I
so
guess.
Are you voting for the Democratic nominee or the Republican?
I'm going to sit out this one.
Sit out this one?
Because I don't know. Like, it's like I don't see any good options right
now. Well, there might be a good option.
Yeah, we don't know who.
Oh,
well,
I mean, if somebody pops up, like you said, what, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders.
Well, he's
was
too
he good?
Old, man.
Yeah, Bernie's just, is he just as old as Biden? Or
he's in his
80s.
Yeah.
Gotta be. At
he's
least
more
he went
spry,
on Rogan.
Though.
Damn. He was on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And that bird landed on his podium that one time. That was cool.
Damn.
That's aura. Yeah,
that's aura, man. Because a bird landed on your podium.
Yeah, that was cool. That's way cooler than Joe Biden falling over, dude.
Much that's cooler than a
aura. It's like shine.
Yeah,
that's like shine.
Who
aura? Like that's like what you put off.
That's your vibe, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's your energy.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Your shine.
Hell yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's good jiggy, to jiggy. Have.
What's your aura?
Sweat.
My aura, man. Of course, man. That's all I do. I don't. How do you define an aura?
What a philosophical. This episode is going off
just,
the rails.
I was like, how does that even work? How do you?
What the aura? How do you describe it?
Yes. Yeah. How do you describe?
What do you?
Aura?
What do you bleed out? What, do you, what comes off of you whenever somebody
vibe?
Meets you? Yeah.
That's a good ass. I mean, sweat, anxiety,
overwhelming autism.
Yeah.
Date, I'll
make them laugh.
Make them laugh, funny, humor.
Yep.
I think you come off as sweet, green, and funny.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sweet, green,
that.
Funny. Dude.
Yeah.
Sweet, green, and funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, that begs the question, who are you, man? Are you who you think you are? Are you how other people perceive you?
Ooh.
Are you defined by your own act?
Ooh.
You know, sometimes I never really know if we really think about it.
Do
man.
We ever know? Dude?
No.
Do we?
That's what this universe is about, not really knowing and just finding out.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking that's, around and finding
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because you can't go into space and find out. You're going to fuck up
and
die.
Well,
yeah. Blow up. You can't even go into the ocean.
How we get to space?
You go to the ocean, uh-huh. You're gonna die and fall and blow up.
You can die on the land.
Hold on. You gotta go to the ocean and fall and die and blow up.
If you
up?
Go deep enough, because you remember what happened the with pressure. The
okay,
submarine.
Yeah.
You just blow up.
Implode.
The eyes come out and shit. Yeah. Fucked up.
The pressure, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see when they like catch deep sea creatures on like a charter fishing boat and they reel them up real fast and they're like fucking exploded?
Mm-mm.
Ooh,
their
yeah.
eyes are like off. It's really sad, but
yeah.
I don't laugh
that.
At
hopefully
those
we
videos.
See that on Twitter sometime, right? You know, some exploding fish. I don't know.
You still on a Twitter? You know, you got off of it?
No, I mean, I still hop on there to see what's up, but not really like mm-hmm. I used to. Yeah. I mean, it's still good stuff on there to watch. Uh-huh. You know?
It's not good for your
it's
soul.
It's not good for
it's
your
not,
soul.
It's not.
It makes you, it's like armor, I guess, you know, shine. So when you see it, you're like, oh, okay, that happened.
Have y'all seen the video? It was going viral on Twitter like a week ago. Where the woman's in the Dollar General and she's filming the guy and he's running out and she's like, he just nutted on my leg.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
She just,
yes.
He like jerked off on her leg and ran out the store and they still can't find him.
Yes.
And oh, dude, it was so fucked up because all the replies were like, why the fuck is she crying? Like they were angry at her.
That's fucked up.
Yanks
why are they angry at her? She just got, huh?
You mean search this up?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude. girl's leg at the grocery store.
Nuts.
Dollar Tree.
It's probably ejaculate, but
it's gonna turn into the Bryson sci-fi show.
Let's see.
Which it should.
Oh my gosh! It. Look at this. Look at his shirt. It's not going to lick. It's not going to lick itself.
Oh my god!
Now why this would Jeremiah Cotton do that?
Dude? I like look. Look how they got.
Why would they blur it out?
Go back to that why picture, dude.
Right there. Oh, this one.
The one you just saw.
Oh, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I like how they circled his hairline in right
oh,
there.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Right. They was like, any nigga with a cut like this will definitely do some
damn,
devious shit.
I'm fucked then, right?
Nigga, that's the...
Brandon, you're defined by your own action. You don't have to do that.
Then. Yeah. I'm saved.
This man got the blade haircut, though.
Oh, hold on. And he's a... What is it? Philadelphia Eagles. That's what's...
It's EDP's good, right? Brother.
Dude.
Oh, damn.
I can't believe
he's
he
so
just jacked off.
Man, look, why just... they got nutting in quotation marks? What the kids refer to as nutting.
She took a picture of it?
Man.
No, she was videoing it.
Oh.
That's when she's outside and she's filming him run away and she's crying and she's like, you nutted on my leg.
Damn.
It's really fucked
I'm
up.
Just surprised how they
at
blurted
the
it
Dollar
out.
Tree.
They say all publicity is good publicity, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
know
if you go to
one.
Dollar Tree, dude.
Oh, it's always a gamble. You never know.
It's part of the game, dude. Did you see the Dollar Tree in Huntsville? One of my coworkers was telling me about this. They just got in trouble because they were scratching the dates off the milk, and people were getting sick.
Oh no God. Way.
Yeah.
Whoa. Was it Sparkman? Yeah. Like the one near Sparkman?
I don't know. I think it's the one on University. I don't know for sure, but
damn.
I did. They were like scratching the expiration dates off the milk.
That's crazy.
Or putting different ones on there.
They have
like
milk
that.
At Dollar Tree? Mm.
Oh, yeah,
oh, dude,
and steak.
Everything.
You can get a real steak from
shut
there.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm dead
it's meat.
Serious.
You can get meat.
No, I'm serious. They got, like, hold on, let me show you. Dollar Tree steak. I will never buy it, but I've watched a man eat it.
Who'd you watch eat it?
Oh, somebody on YouTube. I would.
Wolfpack.
Yep.
Dude.
Wolf Pit.
Holy shit.
Well,
yep. Brandon, I love you so much.
I love you too, man. I love you too very much. Yeah, okay,
a
so look at this. Bar. Look at that.
There's no way that's
why,
real.
Okay, why the fuck is it in, like, a fishing
and
bait
this is what
bag.
It looked like. Oh, hold on. Here go a better. Here is a better.
That does not look good at
no,
all.
No, I'm
man.
Not
why
happy
is it
about
brown and green.
You can't eat steak from there.
No. Oh, and no this way. Is how it ends up. Look, he just get that little sliver. Get some sardines.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Jerry.
That's fucked up.
It looks like a really fancy restaurant, dude.
Damn, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
shit. He did it right,
shit.
Though. No, he didn't.
Dude, I'm not. I'm
you
not,
can't
you
do
can't
this
eat
right.
That. You can't eat that.
Oh, I would never.
I can't believe this is real.
Next week, dude, this
yeah.
is what we're gonna eat.
Why don't yeah?
Everybody can. It's like a class party. Everybody can have half a bite of steak.
Yeah, man.
Dollar steak is crazy.
They like put like Sharpie as the grill marks on this. Fucking thing, dude. It's so gross.
That's fucked up, man.
Like, you gotta cook it in like motor oil. It's gonna be good, man.
I used to have milk from the Dollar Tree. Like I would get their birthday cake milk, man. They have,
cake,
yeah, it's really good. Like, if you ever go there, I would still recommend that to anybody.
So you won't eat steak, but you drink milk that's birthday cake flavored
yes.
from the Dollar Tree?
It's amazing. birthday cake milk.
Dude, at lunch for I went to a Dollar General and got Hot Pockets, right? Actually, I'm, oh, not, I'm
this,
actually
I've
I'm
seen this brand before. They sell it at Subway, dude.
Exactly.
For real?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Subway's going down.
Well,
it's going down bad.
It started really? A while ago.
Yeah.
It's $6, six-inch, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jared.
I don't know which is worse.
Once dude. Jared left, it all went downhill.
Exactly, man. I remember being a kid. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck what? Jared. You fuck Jared, man. I was just joking.
But you liked him as a kid? Other kids did too.
Of course, because before you knew, you didn't know shit. You were like, man, this is Jared, dude. And then when you find out, you're like, well, fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck if him, we man. Found out Brandon met Jared from Subway, dude, I mean, that would make my life. I would. There would be nothing that would make me happier than that.
I mean, he met Magic Johnson. I mean, Jared's not out of the realm.
No.
If you can meet Magic Johnson, dude, you can meet anybody.
Yeah.
I believe so. Well, Jake the Snake Roberts next, man.
That's next.
Yes,
I'm trying to get something set up. It's harder than you would think to get a hold of Jake
to
the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You gotta meet fucking
what Kane first.
Yeah, now what? Kane, you could meet
Kane. He's the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, right now.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So
he's the mayor of fucking Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah, yes, dude. And is. Somebody we know banged his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can't say it.
I'll bleep it out.
Okay. Bang Kane's daughter. He told me one time. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a long bleep.
I wonder. Yeah. That. Yeah. Bleep that whole thing. Though. I wonder how big is Kane's daughter.
She's adopted.
Oh okay.
Oh, let's see if we can find a picture.
No, I was saying like cute, big. Like tall. Like you
Kane's,
seen Brock Lesnar's
Kane.
Daughter?
How tall is Kane?
Oh
my gosh.
Brock Lesnar's daughter looks just
dude,
like him.
Look at Brock. Look. Oh my gosh, yeah. Bro.
Yes.
Wait.
Man, but here's Kane's
they're the same
daughter
person.
Right here.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the one, but look up the girl that you remember. Look up I don't know what team. I think it might be like the cheerleading team at Baylor. The video of that girl I sent you on Instagram.
Yeah. Naomi?
Yeah.
Are you talking about wrestling?
No. Oh, no. This is like college. Like the girl that plays for Baylor. Look up Baylor volleyball, maybe.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh.
Just look.
Okay.
Just look. I sent you a video a while back. But
right here?
Current roster.
Okay, current roster.
I'm trying to be nice about how we look this up, dude.
Any of these?
No.
No.
You'll know.
Okay. Click on the NCAA right there, maybe.
No, just put like what are they?
Pull them up and see if it should scroll through.
Yeah, just okay. go to all.
Okay,
and
on.
Actually look at the roster.
Right,
yeah,
right there. Let's
there.
See.
They probably got pictures.
Loaded. Come on, there we go. All right, tell them when to stop.
Brandon, you'll know. You'll know, dude.
Damn, what
it has to be the one without the photo, right?
Well, yeah, imagine.
Will be like three times
hold on, are you? Oh,
wait, you see?
I thought you were saying. Oh, now I know who you're talking
dude,
about.
Dude, she looks.
She legit, literal anime character, like crazy.
It's not. I have a feeling it's not going to be on here.
Damn it! Why are they blocking them all?
Just
up?
Put what you want to put in. How you describe her?
Hideous.
Oh my god! No.
Okay, ugly volleyball. What?
yeah.
Ugly volleyball.
Ugly Baylor.
Because I wouldn't describe her as ugly, but other people would. I would because she's
definitely
a horrible.
Dude, it's a unique build.
Yeah.
Go to images.
Drag some sliders all the way. To
file her. Civil lawsuit.
All right. All right, here we go. Up. That's not.
Is that
volleyball.
Dwayne Wade?
Where? No, that's not Dwayne Wade. I hate when they.
Just
this
remember
might
this
be
for
a
one
loss.
Day,
huh?
Remember
Baylor
this
hit
one
with
day.
More ugly allegations. What?
He said, "Remember us for one day."
No, on the thing that keeps on popping up.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground in this.
Yeah, episode. Dude. We jumped around a lot.
Well, that's not,
okay. She's not.
This is a lost cause, man.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
just fine.
Yeah, we'll just take this part.
Yeah, just cut this shit.
Just cut that part.
Cut the part where I said hideous. Replace it with abominable looking.
So I guess I think as a clown college, we just should make sure on this episode we let everybody know on Mike Sells episode that were pledging for Trump 2024.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No. No. No.
Brandon believes it.
No.
He told me off camera.
He did. No. Yeah. It was it.
Now Hulk Hogan was cool as shit. Look at this, man. When he pulled up and ripped this shit off, it made me think of 1984. But when not today. I'm still not voting for him. Cause man, he got that flying. What is that thing called? The flying knee.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then Donald Trump, he can't lose. You make him lose, he's gonna fire you.
Okay.
I believe.
See, I don't.
On paper, Brandon is the biggest Republican.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer is his favorite comic.
What was the other thing, dude? What was it? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Man.
At the RNC.
Yeah.
That's wrestling, you know, just wrestling.
But that's two people who are hardcore Trumpers, damn, and man. You love them.
Jim Brewer was.
See, that's why I know you didn't know one of his jokes. Damn, but man. I've never seen Brandon laugh harder. And dude, the giggle on you, it was worth everything that we were there. Just he was like, ah! Brandon's just like, ah!
His expression, man, was just the way the dude moved.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
He was possessed.
He's a funny dude, man.
By something crazy.
By the funny bone.
Exactly, by the funny bone demon.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Oh, shit. Where are we at? What time we at?
24 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Let's.
We have to cut 17 of those minutes.
We got to cut by 4 minutes out, so that's right on time. All right. We got Mike Sales coming up.
Mr. Sales.
Mr. Sales himself. The most famous person in Huntsville.
Presidential barber.
Presidential barber. Bang, bang. Gang, gang.
Cut, cut.
Wait, he can't be the most famous person in Huntsville, dude. Matthew Lumber lives here.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Teen pop sensation. Yeah.
Teen pop.
Hell yeah.
I said Teen Pop Sensation bringing Lumbra up.
He hates it.
And everybody in the crowd went,
damn.
But that's what happens every time.
Yeah.
That's why I love it so much. He hates it with his whole heart. And it brings me joy that I just can't describe in words, man.
It's a good man, right there, man.
I love that he hates it. Oh, Lumbra. We're also me, Lumbra, and we need, I don't know who our next team, who our other teammate was. Oh, me, Lumbra, and Blake. Russell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus you. I don't know who you guys' other teammate is.
Me, Brandon, and somebody. To be determined.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll find somebody.
Scott Easton said he'll play.
He can be on our team.
I swear he said he'll play. He said he can beat me, too, which I don't think he can.
I'm just scared he might hit Brandon out of anger.
Oh, that is possible. Oh, yeah. For sure. You will get yelled at, without a doubt. That's when you got to come back and be like, well, I don't know. You're the best. If Brandon's the best.
Defense. Just defense. And inside
shots.
And layups.
Yes. You say you're best at defense and layups when you got two other teammates is perfect.
You know what they call Brandon on the court, dude?
What's that?
The spider. Because it's like he's got eight arms.
Hey.
Blocking all your shots, dude.
Yeah, them blocks, man.
Locked down.
Hell to the yeah. Brick
hell
house,
yeah.
Right? That's what they play. It's a brick. Da-da-da-da house when I'm out there, man.
brick house is not what you want to be in basketball.
Okay, hold on. Not with the shots. I'm talking about defense. Defense. But the shots, they're like, he's not a brick house, man.
They call him the wall because he supports Trump and he stops everybody from getting past him.
No.
I like this new angle. Brandon is a
Trump supporter.
We'll get you a MAGA hat.
No,
we will get. We'll get you a MAGA hat. Bright red.
Yep.
I'm good.
And if not, Alex will Photoshop you into one.
Damn.
And we'll have that imagery ready to go. Damn.
Make it a too small hat, too.
Brandon, let's end on this, all right? Brandon, please give a message to the people watching the podcast at home. Give them some advice for these uncertain times, this election coming up. Joe Biden just dropped out. Trump's running. We don't know who the other guy other guy is going to be.
They got the best chance, Hillary Clinton. I said it.
I mean, you just sit back, relax. Smoke some weed if you do that. Just sit through it. And that's all we can do because I don't know who to tell you to pick because I don't know anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
Except that Trump and Biden, now Biden's gone, so we just got Trump here. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know none of this.
Yeah.
I need to do some research and figure it out.
Words to live by.
Yes.
By Brandon Willis.
That so wasn't very comforting, but
relax. It's all right. I'll pat you on the shoulder.
This week's featured comedian.
Shouts out to all the studs that throwing every possible dick tonight. Hell yeah, lots of voices. like I support my friend. I got a dyke, stud, gangster ass friend. She is Tupac of studs. Hell yeah. She called the other day. She said, listen, see, I got a situation going on. You know, I broke up with Ella. Yeah, she fucking a Thunderbird. That's somebody a little older than Cool. I said, God damn it. Fucking a Thunderbird. Whatever. I said, what's going on? She said, listen, you know how much trouble I be in. I left my strap over to her crib. Could you go get it for me? I said, strap. I said, okay. Because I know she be shooting at niggas and shit all the time. So I get my mind together. I said, shit, I'm going to go pick it up. Because that's my friend. I trust her. I want her to be safe. I want to pick up the strap. It wasn't the fucking strap I thought she was talking about. It was a fucking white dick. I was like, fuck, you black, what you doing with my dick? Oh yeah, I was pissed. I said, she got me picked up a white dick. I picked it up. I was embarrassed as fuck, a girl like, yeah, she threw it at me. I had to catch this shit. So I get in the car and shit, I ride off. I said, I'm not taking this fucking dick to her in the condition that it was in when she gave it to me. I'm throwing this bitch in the street real quick. I did. Governor's Drive, busy as hell. I threw it in the street. Cars trampling over, running over the shit. Dude, I'm just sitting there watching this shit. I said, yeah, that's about enough. I went and got it. Took a picture of it. Sent it to him. Went to the barbershop and said, you know, I'm at the barbershop and said, I just throw a dick in the floor. Right in the hair. Took a picture of it, dick, sent it to her. Like shit, yeah. But I sent it to her, I said, listen, don't you ever in your life tell me to come pick up a strap for you. Bitch, I do this shit, and I started to use a strap, because I was like, fuck, I ran out of Viagra pills. And shit, I'm 54, so my dick don't work all the time. But when it does, I'm pounding. Hell yeah, but anyway, I fuck around and got the strap. Took it to him.
Balls and shit, tight.
Yes, I am. My bad, dude.
Hell yeah. All right, well, everything's recorded.
I feel like I'm doing too much.
No,
it's perfect.
Can never do too much.
This is the kind of energy we need on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
This the energy
you need? Oh yeah. You about to spice it up.
Oh yeah, that's what I came to do. Hell yeah. Shit, y'all. Niggas need me. I need them too.
Hell yeah.
How we sound?
Sound good.
Yeah, say something, Mike.
Damn, something.
Testing.
Can you pin that up? It's the pin right there under the TV, like right in front of it. You see that little plastic container? Yep.
Oh, shit. Hold up. My throat's scratchy.
Hold up. Hey,
something in there, man.
For the niggas who be thinking we saw, we don't.
This nigga coming down with COVID.
No.
First
no
Biden, COVID. Now you.
No.
Basically the same person. Both same level of mental awareness.
Yeah.
Are we back to the function?
Don't do it in the hole, though. You got to do it. You got to make a new one. Cause it'll be.
You got to waller it out.
Waller. Damn, that's deep. That's definitely a old white person saying.
Oh, yeah. My favorite is Bajingo, dude. It's a deep pull, man.
Bajingo.
Bajingo. It's what like, you've done it. Bajingo.
I never heard that one.
It's a deep cut, man.
Yeah, Bajingo.
Like flabbergast, kind of.
No. But I like the enthusiasm.
I know people, man, that's a word.
I don't know.
Like, by golly.
Oh,
by
shit.
Golly, yeah. He is. Him,
almost like Bajingo. By Django.
Just let him play.
Django.
How's it look? What's it saying? You ain't got to stop talking, Mike.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Shit. I'm just focused like a motherfucker.
Right, hey, don't be. Just like, hey, it's just us talking. We chilling.
I appreciate that,
chill
bro.
Chill like villains.
I feel like I got to put this goddamn chapstick on.
Dude, that should have brought my eyes also, man.
Those glasses look like you can see in 4D, man.
Hell yeah. I can, for real. Put chapstick on, because after that meal Dom cooked, Goddamn, make you lick your lips about 5 or 6 times a bite.
She was good.
Yeah, yeah.
What you need Publix for?
Exactly. Make it. Well, yeah, you just buy all the ingredients separately and then make it and take them home.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you how to make it too.
What?
The deli stuff.
Oh shit!
Yeah, yeah.
Brandon's got the sickness.
He coughing a lot.
I don't know what's happening.
When everybody's in the living room and they're sitting down, that's all I heard. I heard that all left to the right up behind me.
Audio listeners.
Hold up. I heard this too. Heard this shit too. Listen.
Oh wow, damn.
Niggas drinking and shit. Water.
Water. I like this ASMR.
I know that's what I was saying. Y'all, that's a good one.
Mountain Dew and shit.
All type Mountain Dew type shit.
Mother no burping and shit. Getting their mind right in their body.
That honey hot sauce was good.
I told you, dog.
That hot honey, dog. But it's on the rise right now.
For whites, we have to do one part hot honey, three parts mayonnaise to balance it out.
I'm going
to
tell you how you know you got a good meal. After you finish, you do this shit.
That's what I did.
Hey, JJ.
Yeah, what's going on?
Who we got on the pod today, man?
Dude, today we have a fucking entrepreneur.
Oh, number one.
Dude. He's fucking famous.
Barber, most famous in Huntsville.
Non-surgical hair transplants and remedies. And a hell of a good comedian.
Hell yeah.
Super cool guy. Today we have 10 Stacks, a.k.a. Mike Sayers.
Hey! What up? Thanks for coming on, Big Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. I finally got in this bitch. This bitch is hard. It's like trying to get in the White House. This shit.
Hey, you here, baby.
Yeah, you are.
And you wore all white. Look, you showing us up, man.
Man, I said, man, first impression. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
You never?
Yeah, no. So I said, I'm going all the way out in this bitch.
Yeah, you beat up Michael Bublé and stole his suit.
Damn, yeah. Hell yeah. So, yeah, I just, that's how I think. I said, it's like a job interview to me.
Hey. This ain't no job. We chilling, dog.
Yeah, y'all be chilling. You know
grab
saying,
your
y'all?
Happy dad. Death row. Look, it's death row.
Hell yeah.
And they mean by that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all yeah, some hood niggas, educated niggas at the same time.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly how I describe myself.
But
say
I said
it just like that.
I say that with flavor though, because y'all have flavor too. You got, you know, Alex, you got JJ, you got Brandon, yourself. Gentleman right here, man. Y'all
Jack. That's our intel guy. He got all the good shit on you, man.
Oh yeah, man. I appreciate that. That's good, man. I appreciate that.
We got you. See, I like that you go out there and do it. So I heard this. Tell me if it's true. I think JJ told me. Well, your first time doing stand up, you hosted a mic.
My first time doing stand up, I did host a mic.
That's insane.
Rocket Republic.
Yep, I did.
Yeah. That was a good mic.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm gonna tell you something. Here's my perception on things. You know, I've been an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur ever since I was like 17 years old.
Uh-huh.
I quit school, bro, like in 11th grade because I was so fucking ahead of my time. When I say ahead of my time, I had a job as a barber. I was making more than my mom and dad while I was in high school.
Mm.
And that shit just took me on a whole nother level, man. And I fucked around, flunked out of school. But I got my GED. I went back and got my
GED. Let's go.
Let's go.
Where we at, Brandon?
Hold on.
Put that shit on there.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I mean, I get to eat double. Yeah. That bitch was hard. So from there, I said, in order for me to make it, I got to go out there and make it myself. Because being in a barbershop, I network with people. But in the black community, you don't know a lot of people that's doing, you know, the level of thinking that I am on. I say I am on, like.
No, you for real. That's real.
Because everybody works somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I used to tell people my dreams, like, man, you crazy, bro. Next thing you know, I'm doing it, and they say, damn, you did it.
Hey, doing it hard. I work with somebody, right? He just got hired. And we was talking about when I asked you to come on. He was like, you know Mike Sales? I was like, you know who he is? He said, yeah, everybody know Mike Sales. You're Huntsville goddamn legend, boy.
Oh, man. Born and raised here, man. Born and raised.
Hell yeah. How long you had the shop, Mike's Presidential?
I'm going to tell you, the way I came up with Mike and Bill's Presidential was in 90,
September 1994.
No, 1994 is when I started cutting. Yeah, it was 1994, yep.
Oh, shit.
That I came up with. It was Mike and Bill's Barbershop then. My dad... I worked for this guy named Anderson Carroll. We used to call him Cat. Uh-huh. Anyway, Cat was one of the barbers that trained a lot of young barbers during my time, you know, in the haircutting business. And it's about 7 to 8 barbers that work with him. And we worked with Cat for about 12 years. And I stayed with Cat. Cat ultimately passed away. When he passed away, we were all working for him. And my dad stepped in and took over the shop for us. He said, y'all can continue working. I'll talk to the landlord and I'll keep y'all guys working. So we stayed working. And it was me and my dad's shop. He gave me an opportunity to, you know, learn how to be an entrepreneur. He had a restaurant that was next door to the barbershop.
Oh, okay.
And I had the barbershop, so we stayed pumping, man. Hey. We was doing it.
Since 94, still going.
Hell yeah.
Hell 30
years. 30 years now.
30 years. Now, looking at Mike, you probably didn't know he was that old.
Yeah.
You look like a young
buck. You got that youthful glow, man.
Hell yeah.
I appreciate it, man. 54.
54, dog.
Yeah. Hell yeah. 54.
Hey, look good, man. And you still be like, hey, we had a night the other night, didn't we?
Man, I was so fucked up the next day, speaking my language. I was tired. I probably got 2 hours of sleep and had to go cut some heads.
I don't know how you did it. When you told me you had to be up at 5:30, I knew you was looking. I was looking like, get these motherfuckers up out of my house.
Man, the next day at work, everybody got the business. If, you know, when I say got the business, you know, I have clients be joking around with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nigga, I was ready to fight their ass.
Damn.
Because I was tired. Little buzz, you know what I'm saying? Niggas almost tore my house up and shit.
Hey, who was that?
That dude, Lizard. What's that, Liz?
Uncle Lazer.
Uncle Lazer.
Uncle Lazer.
Man, that nigga was turning flips and shit in the house.
He swear to God, though.
Jumped off the fucking couch and...
He called him Lizard.
Landed on the floor. Pictures fell off the wall and shit.
Yeah, dude, I'm really sorry my dad did that.
Look at him. That's shit. That Uncle Lazer right there.
Fucking...
It go a better one.
Dante was going live and shit on in there, man. Shit was crazy.
Dante did 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
At least. More than that?
On the mic.
Probably 40.
Yeah, yeah. That shit was crazy. He had them rolling, bro.
Brandon was trying to get him up off there. He was like, let me tell y'all a story. Dante just kept on coming in. Like, but about this?
Yeah.
Dante makes money on TikTok Live, though.
For real?
Tell me about it, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's good.
He be having people on there? Because they show all making fun of him.
He had like 400 people on there the other day.
For real?
Really?
Concurrent live viewers, yeah.
Damn. Oh,
that's dope. Man, I looked in the kitchen doing that night, man. I seen Alex and fucking Brandon doing a robot or some shit. I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
Damn.
Them motherfuckers moving. I mean,
that was having a good night.
Hell yeah. So after.
Brandon left some encyclopedias and shit in my house. What the fuck?
She was over there?
Brandon.
Oh.
Some Britannic encyclopedias and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which letter? Huh? Which letter you leave over there, man?
What letter did I leave?
Yeah.
Letter. Like, you talking about like specific letter? What are you talking about? Like the mail-in
letter?
Or the alphabet letter?
Like an alphabet letter.
Okay.
Yeah, what the alphabetical order?
Yeah, which one?
Which one? I guess B. B.
That's the one.
Okay.
B is good. B smooth, and then you got J, and then you got W.
Yeah, BJW. BBW.
Hey, that's better. I wish I had that one instead. BJW.
No, I was just talking shit, man. I had fun, though. It was cool.
Hell yeah. It was fun. It was so crazy because, like, we went to Incredible. Then they had the Stand Up Live, and Laser did both of those shows. And then Jake calls me. I'm passing out flyers for Epic with Scott.
Right.
Jake calls me. He's like, come to Mike's house and Uncle Laser and everybody over here. And you have the whole Birmingham crew. All of us. I mean, it was a good time.
Man,
we chilled for a minute. Till 2 o'clock at your house.
Hell yeah. Man, I was wanting you to kill my fucking neighbor. He was roasting. I wanted to jump in so bad.
Nah,
he roast.
Oh, hell yeah. He was roasting dumb. Ron dumb. Damn, I was like, God damn, I want to get him. Shit.
He was just saying like,
all you had to do is say
shit. You know, just say shit that don't make no sense.
Yeah, you was like, man, I ain't ready for this shit, bro. We about to go.
Hell yeah. But Mike, you remember that person that was swinging until the morning time?
Hell
man?
Yeah.
She swung
on until like 11 o'clock.
Damn.
That's meth.
I believe she can pay for this shit. She might have a TikTok.
She might be, yeah. Man. That was crazy.
That shit was crazy.
Man.
Dead Children's Playground.
That's the Dead Children's Playground over there?
Shit, swings be moving and shit by itself.
Oh, my God. For real?
Dude. Yeah, yeah.
Because I've heard about it. It's a Huntsville thing. Yeah. I didn't know it was over there by your shop, though.
No, that's the Black Dead Children's Playground.
The real one's near Five Points. Like, I've seen it.
The white one in White Five Points.
Normal.
That's in the middle of a graveyard and shit. Yeah. This one in the hood.
I'll take you. If you want to go see it, we'll go together.
That's fine.
You scared of that shit?
Yeah,
you scared of haunted shit?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I seen a ghost when I was young, bro.
You seen a ghost?
Hell yeah, it was my uncle.
Tell me about it.
Man, my uncle had passed away. It's hard. We were in the country. We live so far in the country. Damn, we was in the country. My auntie and my uncle, they live like where no fucking lights at, street lights or nothing. So all you saw was moonlight. I was in the back room sleep. And fuck, I looked in the window, man. I woke up and just looked in the window. I swear to God, I seen this nigga looking at me. He was standing right there just looking. I went right back under the covers. I said, shit. You know, the covers save you when you see a ghost.
Really? They did. That's true, dude. That's
yeah, true. Yeah. There's some type of force field that's around blankets and yeah. And sheets. Yeah, it
did
helped
you, me. Did you ever peek back up and see if he was still
there? Yeah, no. I stayed up under that bitch. I was not looking back out of there. It was the moonlight, too, and shit. I said, hell no. I went to sleep. Yeah, yeah.
Did you wake up under the cover still, or was it gone?
Like, I just woke up like normal, you know, normal morning. Like, shit, I just seen my uncle last night. Shit. Yeah. His name was Uncle Henry, by the way.
Uncle Henry?
Yeah.
Shout
yeah.
out.
Henry was cool as hell, man. He used to always talk to us, let me ride on his tractor and shit.
Oh, yeah, that was country, cool country.
Yeah, he owned a lot of land. Yeah. Ooh. In fact, they still own the land. That land that my uncle owned, they still have it.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah. That shit worth good money now. Yeah,
in Madison, off Zert Road.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's right here.
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, right. That's down the way is right where Williams Elementary School is.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the curb.
Oh,
that's,
shit.
That's my family's land.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's for sale,
yeah.
too.
Anyway. Promote it. Tell them where they can buy this shit at.
They want one point, my aunt want $1.5 million for that land.
Yeah, I mean, that's that. What, I don't mean, that's high, but is yeah. it a good space?
It's 10 acres, and they actually own 30 more. You know, on beside that, she's keeping that land though.
Oh yeah, she can get that for 10 acres in Madison.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Well, something around there.
Yeah, Huntsville, Madison. Fucking
yeah, they'll build a car wash over there or something. Dude.
I mean, something.
Build something yeah. nice, man.
Because what most houses are only on like 0.35 acres around
That's
here.
Crazy.
And so, just think how many houses.
Yeah,
you
not
get
even
like
that. Even smaller than that. Just lots.
Uh huh.
You know, like well, I would say. 100 by 75 feet lot, you know what I'm saying? 100 in width, 75 what? In length. I mean, not even that. A small lot will cost you some real like 100,000.
Yeah. And in Madison, it will. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's you go in the right neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. However, you know, so good credit.
Brandon had a question for
you. Oh yeah. So, you remember you told me back in the day you used to do like what was it breakdancing back in the 80s?
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I got a video. I'm doing some dancing and shit. What? It's on YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
Oh damn!
Hold on, what's it called?
Just type in 10 stacks.
Whoa, hold on. One more time.
10 stacks.
Oh, 10 stacks.
You're gonna trip Brandon up.
Yeah.
The letters. He couldn't handle one earlier.
I used to be in a group called North Alabama Breaking Crew.
Get damn. The fuck out of here!
Yeah, I used to break dance.
10
go to,
stacks.
You got to go to YouTube, man.
Yeah, YouTube. It was back YouTube. In the 80s. We used to dance in different venues and shit. They used to call us in. Chrysler, the corporation, had us come in one time and do a
damn
dance session at, what is it? In Decatur, that big water park. What is it?
Point Mallard?
Point Mallard, yeah. They had a big, damn. Yeah, we did a little breakout session.
You carry around the cardboard
nigga,
and shit?
I used to spin on my head and shit, windmill.
Damn.
For real?
Hold my nuts.
And you got a good
I'm
one to spin on. Dude.
You don't want to show them that.
My head.
Yeah,
show my head.
Come on, let them know. Let them know what we got.
Huh.
Bam!
Hell
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Gotcha.
Hell yeah. I touched up. My bad. I searched it up.
Did you go to 10 stacks?
Yeah, I searched up 10
it's
stacks.
It's
2S. 2S
at the end.
Yeah.
Right,
but yeah, in fact, guess my mama was our manager. My mom.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Let me go
so y'all, so they, damn, they contract you out.
Go to the shorts.
All right, hold on, let me stop that.
The shorts,
right, boy.
Okay, let
that
me see.
Boy Mike,
right here, the third video at the top.
Right here.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah. Oh, let me turn it up.
Oh shit. Is that a poopy shell necklace?
Will you have beef in the 80s? Push it down. Push it up. Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Check it out. You got all out the camera. That's how you know Mike O healed out. Yeah.
Shit, that's what we had. That's the handwork right
okay,
there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Chrysler paid you to do this at a water park.
Hell yeah, they paid me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They liked this shit. This shit was
hell
just like,
yeah. What year was that?
This is 1985.
1980. Oh, damn, that's before I was born.
Yeah, 1985.
Calm down, Jack. It was before I was born.
Hey, go to this one right here, this bottom with the, blue, the guy with the blue shirt, the little right boy. There. Yeah. He just left for barbershop. It was my homeboys. I'm giving the barbershop a promotion. That was his dude fucked his head up.
Oh.
I just went some funny shit. Huh? But yeah, I've been on YouTube too since 2009, so I got a following. I got over, one of my videos got over 1.9 million views.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Hey, because you change people's lives with this shit.
Yeah, man. It's what I love to do.
Mike, I went to school with your son. Anthony.
Yeah.
And this is something I distinctly remember. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did y'all not have a reality show about y'all's lives?
We didn't, but I was always online doing some crazy stuff with my family, my kids. In fact, this video of me and Anthony right here, the second row, fourth video, that's right there.
Why do you remember that?
Because Anthony was telling me about it.
Really?
Yeah, he was telling me about it. I thought it was a reality show. It was filmed like a reality show, wasn't it?
It was sort of like that. It was just me and my phone, man. I just really caught hold to being on fire online, and I just was kind of like documenting parts and portions of our, you know, family time.
Uh-huh. So it was a reality show.
Yeah,
it was probably the realest reality show.
Yeah. Like this right here where he's edging up, I'm edging him up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was actually getting ready to do a, he's an actor too. He was getting ready to do a, he was going to do a, what is it when the filmmakers want you to come?
Oh, audition.
Audition, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was going to an audition. Yeah, right there. He's a good actor.
Hell yeah. Okay. Where he live here still?
Yeah, he lives here. My son weird as shit, though.
I saw him dressed up like Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, I remember you told me about that. Miles Morales.
Oh, he kind of looked like he could pull off Miles Morales.
I call his ass Miles Per Hour.
Hell yeah, man.
Love him to death, though.
Why you say he's weird, man?
Yeah.
Shit, he just, you know, he's like his mama. His mama, they weird, you know, just strange, you know. Different people. I love both of them, but they're weird. I'm fucking weird too.
Me too, man.
No, you might.
I'm weird a little bit. Like, I'm gonna tell you, when I say weird, I'm talking about like you'll be talking to him, he act like he don't understand nothing you're saying. He's just ignoring you, like, hey, I don't want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just weird, just strange. You know,
that might just be with you.
You got some funny acting. Y'all got funny acting people in your family? Though?
Oh, hell.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah.
Shit. Drug addict.
That's what I'm saying. Funny acting people. Oh, everybody got them. He's one of them. I didn't know. I think I'm one too.
You say you are?
Hell yeah, I'll be funny acting.
Well, you gotta be like that to be a comedian, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guess you gotta get prepared for the future, right?
Oh, yeah.
Look, being a comedian is something is going up there and standing in the pocket when shit ain't going well.
Oh, yeah.
You do that shit like nobody else.
Man, I'm the best at it.
Dog.
Hell yeah.
You do it.
I sit up there and be like, shit, this nigga, did he really just say that? He should say this. He ain't saying that. I'm sorry to use the nigga word all the time.
Man, you crazy though? You saying. Know where with?
Yeah.
What the fuck you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
You
the new niggas, it, white folks.
We only got one white. He's Filipino.
Yeah, I ain't lying. You Filipino?
Filipino.
Get the hell out of here. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, there's a smorgasbord in this bitch right
now. Hell yeah. What's a smorgasbord?
It's like charcuterie, but with charcuterie. Races. Yeah.
It was you know what, Brandon? I swear to God, I don't know what a smorgasbord is either.
Smorgasbord.
A lot.
I just know. It's what?
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I don't know if we should be going to dumb.
We're trying to see what it looks like.
It's not a lot. I mean, that's literally what it means.
I fuck with that.
Is it something to do with marshmallows and shit? Smorgasbord?
Oh, no, this is it right here. Wait. Yes, dude, it is marshmallows in there.
No! That's a charcuterie board.
Man, look at that. You got the whole smorgasbord.
That says s'mores board.
But look, it's a smorgasbord chocolate. Smorgasbord chocolate.
Yeah, because you think about when you think about s'more, you know, you ever go to
he's breaking it down to the Latin root.
Whenever we go to the campfire and you have fucking marshmallows on a stick, what is it called?
S'mores.
There it is.
S'mores.
Yeah, but that's not.
It's the same s'mores. Family, right?
No.
You know? No.
Big guys would know anything about food and shit.
I'm guessing this is like a dessert.
Shit, he know about the marshmallows.
Brandon, you just clicked on the one that says s'mores charcuterie board.
All right, hold on. Let's find a more gross
Brandon
one.
Finna go find
this. No, go to all and just look at what it means.
All right, let's see. A buffet offering a variety of hot and cold meals, solid hors d'oeuvres, etc.
Hors d'oeuvres?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, man, so it's a buffet sweeten style. You know what I mean?
Oh, that, well, you did say a lot of stuff.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It could be anything. You got bread, butter, cheese, s'mores, marshmallows.
Smorgasbord.
Damn. It could be anything.
You like cheese or Would you rather have a cheese platter or a meat platter? Hold on, cheese platter or vegetable platter?
Oh, man, that's easy.
Well, I like vegetable platter because I like the sauces and the dressings that I can dip my stuff in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like that
broccoli. Like what you had back in there, the cheese dip. What is it called? Rotel. That Rotel, man. You put your damn foot in that Rotel, bro.
Yes, you did,
bro. That wasn't
that's
me.
That's a
that was
Velveeta
public,
cheese Rotel.
Public.
That's that doggone food stamp cheese Rotel, yeah.
Government cheese?
Government cheese, yeah. That block of cheese? Good.
Yeah, it's just a block of cheese.
Yeah.
Some type of cheese. I think it was American. Was it American?
It better be, dude.
Dom, you can cook.
I tried, man. I'm glad you liked it.
You do a good job.
Mike, what do you think about Biden dropping out of the election, man?
Man, you know what? I look at it like this. This shit was the best Steven Spielberg playbook I ever seen.
I agree.
This shit was Hollywood, man. We just seen fucking Hollywood in real life, 4K, like my daughter say.
Yeah, actually, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, after Trump got shot at him, when you see when all of them was hugging each other?
Yeah.
I expect them niggas to do this, like they do in a basketball game and shit.
Oh, shit.
Throwing the arms up and shit, like, oh, shit, we did it. We did it. Hell yeah, Trump was so excited. I ain't never seen somebody excited to get shot, because he already knew it's on.
Oh, yeah, once he didn't die, he knew. He was
this
like,
shit is jumping. It's popping.
I'm back, and I'm about to acquit myself of all these felonies I have.
Yeah, so you better believe that. So it just gave us the idea of what guys need to do. If you ever get in some trouble, you don't know how to get out of it, know what to do.
I might need to take that.
Grab your damn beer. Oh, shit.
Get shot in the air.
Nah, it ain't going to help no niggas. They going to jail.
Yeah. Damn, man. I'm eliminated.
With a busted up head. All right, here, well. Now, don't try this shit at home because it ain't going to work out the same.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you think you could shoot my ear off without killing me?
Yeah, I think maybe.
I would trust you.
Maybe.
I don't think that's a very good
maybe.
Answer.
Yeah,
man, speaking of ears, man, this dude was talking to me the other day. He going to tell me, let me tell you something. He whispered my ears.
Who did that?
Who?
I said, hold up, bro. You making me hot and shit. I'm getting.
Brandon did that? I didn't say Brandon.
I said a dude.
Oh.
I was like, damn.
I thought you said my brand.
Anybody ever did this shit want to tell you something in the ear and they get too close to your ear and be touching your ear?
No. No. I won't allow that.
I'm going to put
See, that's some old school shit. That shit that guys used to do, they be whispering for real.
Yeah, don't.
You ever talk to a whisperer, though?
Yeah, right.
I talk to people who talk like Jake Muncy. But
I'm talking about real talk. Have anybody ever whispered something to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time.
They ain't get by your ear?
Yes.
I mean, maybe when I was younger, since I've been a grown man, I don't like people touching my face. Like, nah, you ain't.
This all
that.
You hear, look. Like, goddamn.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
That shit's nasty, man. What the fuck?
When my grandma used to whisper to me at church, she would say it loud enough so everybody on the pew could hear it. You know, she would act like she was whispering, like, she's dressed like a whore.
Everybody hears it. Yeah, and there's a reason why I said that. It's because I was just, you know, just thinking about Donald Trump. Yeah, you know. He got a big... Ain't nobody whispering to him. Ain't going to have no whisper. He might, you know, the other side got to be used to hear everything else. You know what I'm saying? But he about to be the president. I like Trump, man.
You like Trump?
Hell yeah, I like him, man. And I'm going to tell you why I like him.
This is a Trump 2024 podcast.
No.
I'm going to tell you why I like him. Because you got a guy that's running for president that's aggressive. He got one that's passive, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather the aggressive motherfucker to win.
Well, you know, aggressive can't be bad for the leader of the free world. It could go a little awry, but I mean, it could go all right.
I mean,
too.
I'm not a person that's for Republican or Democrat. I'm going like everybody like LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I like my team player Trump.
Wait,
you gonna follow him everywhere?
So you remember this last night, the other day when Hulk Hogan was on there and he ripped that shirt?
Yeah, he ripped that shirt off and had Trump 2024. Yeah.
How'd you feel about
it? He couldn't even get the bottom piece broke. He struggled with this shit.
Man, he's old. He took me back to 84 though, man. Those are the days.
Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie, man.
He wasn't alive in the slightest.
But I ain't gonna lie, working at the barbershop, it's hard to make it to the polls though. I'm talking all this shit and I might not vote.
You be voting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You vote for Obama twice?
I voted for him one time. I told you I might not. I didn't make it to the polls the second time.
Uh-huh.
That's how he lost. No, he ran all 8 years. No,
yeah, he won. Oh, yeah. He wasn't beating Obama. He's too smooth.
Oh, yeah. If only he'd come back, you know.
Come back in Chicago, go back to shooting like they were, you know, shoot like a motherfucker in Chicago.
They ain't stop.
Yeah, no, he down the street. He'll hiding and shit.
You got to.
Yeah, yeah.
Go out there, you got to be a crazed man. You better know somebody.
Well, the old block?
Even then.
You ever heard of old block?
Yeah, I heard of old block. It's in our intro.
It is in our intro.
Is it?
Yeah.
Stop
the building, the top of the building.
Yeah, that's old block.
Oh, fuck. I ain't know that. I know why they call it old block, because you don't know more. He's like, oh, shit. Oh, no.
Ultimate dad joke.
Yeah, them motherfuckers crazy. Oh, no. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think every neighborhood has a bad community, even the upper echelon, because you're running to a Karen.
Oh, yeah.
She's just the other flip side of the old block.
I'd rather be shot, dude.
Dude. White women get like those kind of white women. They get so aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
You know why they be mad and shit though? You know why? Because they dated black guys and black guys and done them wrong and shit.
I don't know about Karens. I don't think Karens are dating black guys.
I think they did.
You think they did?
Yeah, yeah. That's why they pissed. Who they get mad at all the time? Never a black woman. It's hard. It is.
They know a black woman gonna beat that ass.
But it'd be a black dude.
Huh?
Yeah. She mad as if he did her wrong. So she treating every nigga she see bad. In the fight. But that's good, though. I love a Karen.
You do?
Yeah. I date a chick.
That was like that?
Yeah. That's why I know. And one.
She would always complain about shit?
Yeah. Like she was nice as shit. I ain't gonna lie. She was sweet.
Well, there ain't no Karen. You just talking about you dated a white woman.
When I broke up with her, she turned to Karen.
Oh. Mm.
Well.
Yeah.
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 I'm happened. Talking about to everybody.
Oh, damn.
In 1 month, bro. Life, dude. I don't know if y'all heard my comedy set, but in 1 month, bro, real talk, I went zip lining. I fucking went kayaking.
Game night.
Uh-huh.
Game night. Hell, real talk.
And white shit, dude.
Yeah, and yep. I went cave diving. We went cave diving.
You went cave diving.
And saw a fucking waterfall.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did, man. Had a good time.
You could swim? Bro.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I thought you could.
Anyway. Man, I took swimming lessons at Oakwood College, bro, when I was young. Yeah, by a nigga named Eugene. Oh, shit. That nigga wore Speedos and shit. He teaching us on some panties and shit on. We didn't pay no attention to that shit.
And this Brandon want to go now.
Nah, man. I couldn't do the kayaking, man.
Oh, man, the kayaking.
That's where you draw the line?
That's where I draw the line.
The cave
diving? But he can't swim.
I mean... Partially now, you saw I did the wave part.
Yeah, but
kayaking is dangerous though. I ain't gonna lie, because I seen a Mexican got flipped over in the kayak.
Mm-hmm.
He was holding on to his book bag. I don't know what the fuck he had in the book bag, but he was not letting it go.
They were just crossing,
and the white people just looking at him. White people just looking at him. They was gonna let him drown. I had to get out my kayak and go turn him back
for
over.
Real?
Yeah, they was looking at him, laughing and shit. I got out the water. I ran over to my little, you know. Hard bottom socks on and shit. I don't know what them socks called. They got the rubber.
Grippy socks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I ran over and turned them back over. He floated on down the river. I should have grabbed that book bag. I don't know what was in it.
Did he live? He was
holding on to it. Huh?
Did he live? Yeah.
Yeah, he floated on down the river. And then what's crazy thing about it, it was another Mexican behind him that flipped over too. I had to flip him back over.
Damn. You would think they would be better in the water.
Yeah, but shit.
Second generation.
You know, but it's ironic. A nigga helped him.
Damn, that's good, man.
White folks on the sideline watching. It was an event. Yeah, real race.
That's a shame.
Real race wars.
Race wars. Who will win?
The Mexican was ahead because we was nah, it was going. We
Mexicans ain't winning the race.
I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know who's gonna win that bitch. I tell you what I'm gonna be.
What?
Smoking a blunt, looking out the window.
I agree.
I hear you.
Hell yeah. And then the ones that's fighting gonna be, you know. Y'all watch that movie? Mm-hmm. Well, what's the name of the movie? It was let me think of it. It was when the Tesla cars and shit start smashing into each other. What's the name of it? It's on Netflix.
Tesla car. Are you just talking about electronic car?
Well, yeah. The premise of the movie is our system went down.
Mm-hmm.
And the system went down. All the Tesla cars started driving by themselves and shit. But what I'm saying, that I said that to say this, is that I forgot what I was going to fucking do. I smoked too much. I forgot. Forgot what the fuck I was going to say.
Who's your favorite TV judge?
Ooh.
You ask me all the time who my favorite judge is. I'm going to tell you. Judge Joe motherfucking Brown. Boy, you coming to my courtroom smelling like weed. Yes. I'm going to hold you contempt of court, and I'm going to call your mama. If she answers the phone, she's going to come get you, and I'm going to arrest her ass, too, because she holds the keys to your success, and she's not letting you live according to the way you're supposed to live, boy. By the way,
like,
pull your pants up while you're in the courtroom. And ask your daddy, do we have some weed? Because I'm ready to smoke me a dime bag. You know, back in the day, back in the day they smoked dime bags. We ain't buy quarters. I'm just talking drugs because I'm weed game. I ain't saying drugs. I don't do drugs. I smoke marijuana every now and then. I have to because I got ADHD, all this shit, because it keeps me calm. Anybody have to do anything to keep you calm? Some people take a drink of wine.
Yeah, I drink.
Heroin.
Me too.
Yeah, heroin, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, some
not
people.
The heroin.
I got a little bit left if you want some.
What the fuck?
Man, I've been watching your boy. Y'all want to see your boy Joe? Was it Goggins?
David Goggins.
That ain't
man,
my
boy.
Just think if he was your physical trainer.
I would need somebody like him, though.
You would die.
Yeah, you would literally die. Yeah. Your leg broke. Get up.
Fuck that leg.
Stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
Man, look at that comparison, man. He got it.
Yeah, but he's fucking made of iron, bro.
Oh, he great. Look at this picture. That says it right there. Whatever the fuck that fossil he holding, man.
That's a
tree. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shouts out to David Goggins.
He thought it was a fossil.
Is this a beer?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I like
that.
See
it say death?
Stay hard. Look at that.
It's like a seltzer.
So it's a Snoop Dogg's drink?
I guess.
Yeah, because
Snoop Dogg collaboration with the Nelk Boys.
Yeah, because he bought Death Row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Try it out.
Death Row, great.
Let me try that drink.
Yeah. It's there for you, man. We ain't promoted by him or nothing. I don't know them niggas.
Hey, I can't wait till y'all give me the chance to promote the podcast, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I was about to bring up.
I'm waiting, man.
Look, so we have our first. What's it called?
Sponsor. This fucking guy, man.
We got our first fucking sponsor here.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Mike Sales. And Bill and Mike and Bill's Presidential Barbershop. We're gonna shoot a commercial. It's gonna be hilarious. And whenever you wanna add up there, we'll throw it in.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm ready.
And we're gonna shoot a lot of footage, so it could be multiple from one shoot. We're gonna get multiple
angles and shit like that.
Oh yeah, multiple ads.
Okay.
For sure. Because damn. I got the bag of wigs out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what episode is this?
37?
38?
38?
38. I don't know. Yeah.
38. It's 37 38. Or
38. Yeah, whatever.
Man, congratulations to y'all, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
I want to plug.
That's, you know, consistency counts, man. Y'all been consistent. And I be messing y'all's name up, man. I always call y'all Clown Community College. I don't know why I say community, but it's Clown College.
What happened outside of shenanigans?
Oh, my God. Dude, Mike, you kill me with this, man. You have always called it Clown Community College since the beginning. And then the other day, after the IQ test outside of shenanigans, we were standing there, and you said it again. And then you said, oh, I just made that up. You've been saying that for a year, man.
I damn sure have. It reminds me of Calhoun Community College.
It's a good college.
Because a bunch of fools be going to community colleges. And community colleges, smart people, but some foolish niggas in there. That's where niggas get their GED at and shit, the community college.
Yeah,
hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
When I used to take night class, I would see the GED class in there.
Yeah,
you
saw
tell.
Me in a bit.
Brandon, are you ever going to get your GED, man?
I graduated.
Tell him.
I graduated diplomacy already.
Hey, y'all.
Dang.
Look at this. It's on the board.
Woo!
He got his diplomacy, dude.
Yeah.
High school diplomacy, man. Now we're just trying to finish this college. We're struggling financially. We'll be back, though.
Brandon got to stay in high school until he was 22.
Had a mustache. Yeah, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I was driving to school in the fucking eighth grade.
For real?
Seventh and eighth grade. My daddy worked there. Yeah. Back in the 80s and shit, daddies didn't give a damn. If they worked third shift, nigga, they let the kids drive. 30 keys and shit. I drove the biggest car to school. I drove a 1976 Thunderbird Cougar.
Ooh,
a Cougar Thunderbird. Man, the motherfuckers about, it was about as long as this damn, about six of these tables.
God damn. And you drove that in
eighth grade? No, it was a 79 Cougar.
Oh, 79 Cougar.
Yeah, 1979 Cougar. Cougar Thunderbird.
Hold on, let me
Mike, you actually told me, or you said on stage one time, what a Thunderbird is. I didn't know what a Thunderbird was till you told me about
what
it.
What is it?
Man. Oh, man. A Thunderbird is a lady just a little older than a Cougar.
That's a cool car. Man. Look at
What's the Cougar cutoff age?
Cougar cutoff age is about 43.
Nah. Really? No, that's way too.
That's the car right there.
That's way too early.
It was just like that. The blue one with the beige top.
That's
I was in seventh grade driving the bitch to work.
You had to sit on some books or something?
Man, check out what we did. After school, man, I used to have a carton of eggs and shit. My little buddies, we'd just be bombing kids on the way. Every kid walked, them pedestrians, oh, they got it, bro.
Hell yeah.
Man, we tore their ass up. I knocked down about three mailboxes and shit. They called the police on me, but I got away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drove back the next day.
We used to do something like that. That was similar whenever we was in high school. And this dude on the football team used to give us rides home, right? Yeah. He was a white guy named Gangzar. And he had a two-door, I think, like Grand Prix, right? And what we would do, we'd be like, hey, go, because two of us got to get dropped off in the hood, and then he had to go circle around. So we'd go through the hood, and we would put our seat all the way back so they couldn't see us, and they just saw him. We'd be like,
hey.
Oh, shit.
That's a good move.
And he would do it every time, even though he knew we were going to do that shit. Yeah, but he wouldn't get fucked with because he was with us. But.
Yeah. See, the thing about what we did this shit in the dead of the summertime. That egg hit you. And it stay on you till you get in the tub. You know?
Oh, man, that's horrible.
Oh, that shit stank.
It got my ass back, though. My dad, he had an orange Volkswagen station wagon. You seen those Volkswagen station wagons?
Orange, what year?
1973.
Ooh, I think I know what you're talking about. You said orange
man,
station
my
wagon?
Dad was so fucking ghetto. I love him to death. Good dad, he raised me right. But he would drive, like, say for instance, this is a school building. This right is a school building. He's drive all the way up to the door. You can open the door and just hop right in the car. I said, damn, who drives in the grass and shit? Volkswagen station wagon.
Oh, Volkswagen. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that first word?
That's their Volkswagen. That's their station wagon.
Orange?
Damn, Jason Friday 13 be driving.
Close enough.
Hell yeah.
Volkswagen.
That?
Hell yeah, right there. The fourth, car. The fourth one right there. Yeah.
Damn,
ooh,
dude.
That's dope as hell.
Man, he used to pick us up in that shit. We used to get in the car, be mad as hell, because it was ugly back then.
Man, that's cool.
Everybody looking at you, coming straight out to school, hopping in the car. He would go to the back door.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
That looks like the shortest bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the car he had right there, that orange one.
You want to drop you off a block before?
Damn.
Man, that car, I remember that car, bro.
Was it like Uncle Buck? You remember when he would drop that girl off on Uncle Buck in 1989? And then, like, his car would be farting and shit. And then, like, he made it loud so everybody, like, in the school could know that that car was, like, hers.
What the hell is he talking about?
You never seen
I'm
that?
I'm glad you're the first guest to say that.
You are the first one.
Wait, hold on. I'll show you. Hold on. Let me show you. 1989. Look. Uncle Buck.
The hell, I ain't heard that story
ever. You never
ever.
Seen Uncle Buck?
Hold on. Most people are like. But,
right here. Look. See like, right here. Like when he drops her off to school.
It's,
like
it has a backfire on it.
Yeah,
so
and
it
sounds
like,
okay, it's like farting.
He said it was
shit.
Farting.
Yeah, he's
dude,
saying
trust me, when you see it, you'll be like that car.
What's the name of the movie?
Uncle Buck. You got John Candy.
Mike Epps made a remake to it.
He did.
Uncle Buck.
Oh yeah,
it was
sure
a TV show. Yeah.
I guess I gotta look for that.
Dude, you need to. It's
Uncle Buck is a great movie. This movie right here is the shit.
It looked like it's pretty good. Is that Uncle Buck with the black hat on in the middle?
Yep.
Yeah, John Candy. You remember him?
Oh, I remember John Candy.
Remember when he did Brewster's Millions?
Yeah, he passed away.
Man, he was a great comedian, too.
See, here go the car.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's my dad.
Up here it is in the dark. You can still see the flames, too, man.
Yeah. One thing about the Volkswagen, my dad used to cruise, and he drove slow. Because he smoked weed and shit back in the day. I ain't know about it until I went to his shoebox. You ever, your mom and dad ever have a secret closet, some in their closet secret? You know, you might run into it. It might be a liquor stash. You know, it might be where his gun is. You know, all that stupid stuff as a kid, you go search. Like me, when I found out it wasn't no Santa Claus and shit, it was amazing because I found all the toys.
Yeah.
And said, ooh, mom hit the toys. And said, you know,
how old are you?
Yeah, how old were you when you found out?
I was probably about 9 or 10.
Oh, thank God.
What?
Same, man. They said there's something wrong with that.
The struggle is real when you find your parents say, shit, I got to go.
9 or 10 years old.
Yeah, because I found out. Man, I used to be sneaky as a motherfucker. I used to be, you know, Christmas Eve, you're supposed to be in the bed waiting for your parents.
Yeah.
Waiting for Santa Claus to come. Oh, nah, nigga. I slept with one eye open. I was like, shit, something going on in there. I was going to peek through cracks and shit, seen them moving bicycles and presents and shit. I said, damn, that's who Santa Claus is. That's what drew me to go look in this closet.
Uh-huh.
Someone in that closet right there. They keep going in that damn closet. I'm going in there. And I seen all them gifts in there, man, buried up under the clothes and shit. I'm like, hell yeah.
Damn. You don't think that's old, 9 or 10 to know that?
Brandon, he didn't have the internet, man.
Come on,
man. No neither access. The only
that's still not a reason.
How old were you when you found out?
That's it.
Let me see.
I mean, I can't even remember. It couldn't have been anything past.
Dom found out in Afghanistan.
I mean, I would have to be like 6 or 7.
No.
There's no way it was anything past that.
Yeah,
I think I was probably like 7 or 8.
I give or take, I might be
third grade.
I might be off a little bit. It's somewhere around that age group,
around 4th or 5th grade.
I remember that. Did y'all when y'all went trick or treating as a kid? Did your parents used to hide the candy and shit?
My mom wouldn't let us go trick or treating.
Oh man, it was mean.
Damn,
as hell.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, man.
Goddamn.
Because of that damn Christian religion.
Well, my grandparents weren't like that, man. We got to go trick or treating. We just couldn't wear any costumes that were like sacrilegious or like devil worshiper shit. I had to go as like a penguin and shit, a banana, George Bush, you know, good Christian icon.
Yeah. W.
And when I was young, shit, we didn't have no money, shit, we just put sheets over our head, cut holes in
them. I can't do that.
With the eyes.
Oh, no, you can't.
I like that. No, we couldn't do that one, dude. And trust me, we had them. We just couldn't do it.
Dude, I got cut off on Halloween, man, one time because I was in a Mario suit in second grade, and somebody opened the door, and they were like, you want some candy? As soon as she opened the door, she had a Yorkie. And the Yorkie came charging at me. This is why I was still terrified of dogs. So, dude, I'm just in her yard just running for every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Not giving a fuck, terrified. And then when I got in the car, they're like, you're not doing shit else. So sit back and watch all these other kids get candy.
Man, I met your mom today. You
yes,
got a cool mom, man.
Thank you, man.
I met Brandon's mom. She came to the open mic I host.
What's that called?
It's the first open mic with a twist. And when I say a twist, you have two different sectors of the show. First show, first set, you got 3 minutes set to do. Second set, you have 2 minutes and you can improv. And she came, we had a good damn time. She tell you how we had a good time?
Oh, yeah, man. She was like, yeah, she had a blast. And then, yeah, she explained how she met Dante and stuff. It was cool.
Yeah. We tried to call this nigga. He didn't answer the phone and shit. He's with his family. I said, that's a lie, because his family right here.
No, I'm out today with my girl's family. We were at dinner.
This nigga said he with his family. This family over here.
Hey, Brandon, what'd your mom say about Dante?
Oh, yeah, she was like, man, I saw this dude early. He was built, and it was like some gay dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, and then she was like, oh, and then when I explained, she was like, oh, yeah, that's him. But man, I was like, you're not gay.
No, so describing Dante as built when he has an active limp, his knee blew out.
Dante is looking for love, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking for love.
He's going to
find it. Yeah, he's casting a wide net.
Yes.
I ain't going to lie. Man, I can't wait to see him kiss. I know his kid's gonna be.
I know can't wait to see him. What?
That kid's gonna be strong as hell. Whoever he kisses.
That is gonna be a strong.
He gonna
kiss.
Suck they fucking face.
That's what, dude. I swear I'm gonna say that.
What?
Like of Mice and Men, where he squeezes the fucking rat to death.
Because he loves.
His kisses are like.
That nigga gonna kiss somebody strong as fuck.
Oh shit!
I'm talking about. He gonna suck they damn face off. Yeah, yeah. And tongue kiss. Oh, shit. Because, you know, he going to want to French kiss somebody. Oh, he going to want to use
the tongue. The tongue is coming out for sure.
Yeah, he ain't going to be no. So, ladies, if you get your first kiss from him, just know the tongue going to come out first.
Hell yeah.
And he going to lick you in the face and then just grab you.
And we're going to set that date and show up here on Clown College.
Yes, we are.
I think we have to now.
If he can make it
we quick, need a
right?
good lawyer, though.
Yeah. We'll need a good lawyer.
He going to fucking finesse the hell out of that girl.
Or she's going to finesse him. You know,
it's amazing. When he get a girl, it probably change his whole persona. His whole personality.
The dude, because we just was on a show with this dude named JT, and he said Dante has been like that his whole life.
I can believe it. But he's natural. He's he's natural. I mean natural, but he's honest and what's the word I want to say? Not honest, but
genuine.
Genuine. Yeah.
He's 100%.
No.
Yeah, no.
He ain't fake. No.
He's genuine.
He's the most genuine. He may be the most genuine person.
And man,
you have to be born like that.
And if I could say, if Happy was a person, that'd be that nigga right there.
Yeah, 100%. Even when he's sad, literally.
Yeah.
Oh,
even
yeah.
when he's sad.
A good dude.
Man, listen, man, he's a great guy, man. Great
Oh, hell yeah.
And y'all guys, y'all good, too. I like the fact that all of us kind of started together. It's it's crazy.
Yeah.
Over at the open mic out there in Madison. Box That's where star. I first started. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You and... what's his name? Moved to Alaska. What's his name?
Jalen.
Yeah, that was some good times, man. Just meeting the guys.
Miss you, Jalen.
Miss you. Yeah.
R.I.P. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember seeing. I pulled up. I seen fucking Jake Muncy and some dude out there doing karate and shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on? They was doing karate moves. And shit.
What? Nico?
Well, nobody hit me. Them niggas was this close to each other swinging and didn't nobody get hit. Like.
Did Jake fight a homeless guy?
He was, you were the, was that where him and Nico go down?
Man, it was swinging like a motherfucker when nobody can touch. I was like, God damn, that's the first fucking fight I seen where the side, everybody on the sideline got hit.
Hey, so Mike, you got to finish explaining the dish. So you do the first part is stand up.
Yeah, the first part is stand up. The second part is improv. Uh-huh. So you get to come on stage, and if you want to, you can do a 2-minute set if you want to do something else, or you could choose a person to do improv with. So it's fun because you can get up there and just, you know, normally what I do is I give them a subject or the crowd give them a subject and they reenact whatever it is that they want to improv. So it's cool.
It's really fun. You don't got nothing like it out. There's no other mic like that here. And it's a good time. And you want to come see it. They got good food.
Yeah.
Oh, they got good food. Oh, yeah, the dish. Where's it at?
2005 Pool Drive, right off North Memorial Parkway.
Hell yeah. And I know that you can do something else there, and I want you to take us out with this. You freestyle, right?
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Come on now.
Oh, shit.
Who could do a beat?
Me.
Come on.
Definitely. I hooked you up. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he gonna beatbox.
He gonna beatbox. Bro.
Hold up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now we at the Clown College, not Community College. And you see, I'm full of knowledge. And everybody know that I ain't garbage. Sometimes I feel like it. This motherfucking beat got me shaking. Got me feeling like the earth is quaking. Not because the beat is tough. Because his breath smell like some fucking... He over there, he's beating for real. Just let him go. I lost.
Brandon can't hear you right now.
I lost fucking track. Nigga, bring that beat back. Yeah. I would do the. Man, let's just fuck my freestyle up, bro. That wasn't free right there. That was bondage.
Wait, I'm better with the pencils. If you got a pen,
whatever. Hey, for the love of God, somebody find a pencil right now.
There should be two over there.
I can do those way better.
Is there one by you?
Like, yeah. I'll get you a real beat right
now. Y'all hope I ain't messing up y'all's podcast, bro.
Fuck no. You
amazing.
Making it better, dog. This is fun, dog.
Hey, man.
This is the best episode we've ever had.
We outside.
Okay.
Oh, you can do one or you two?
Hey, I used to beatbox.
Anybody else got anything?
I used to beatbox.
Pen over there.
Go ahead.
Check it out. Hold on. Hold up.
Let's see.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Brandon, start freestyling.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Rapping at college. Got the fit. Hold on. Wait. Okay, hold on. keep it going.
Hey, like that shit was hard, though.
Yeah. That was good, dude.
Hell yeah.
Repping that college. Got the big mileage. Come around here with my big old mileage. Coming down here with the big old silence. Coming down here with the big old Tyler. Tyler the Creative fan. I got a big old pan. I'm the man. Wearing the tan. Playing with plan.
Coming on down with them big old legs. Yeah. Look up top, you got the big old head.
Yeah. What? Got no dress. Not Ted. Come around there. I'm special Ed, huh? Yeah. 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 Oh, wait, wait, hold on. I got you.
Oh, my God.
You're in class. I know you felt it. You niggas out there, you're wearing helmets at the desk. Your
bench. Dude, I actually got a football helmet I can bring next time.
He said you
like, I got my personal helmet, for real.
Y'all, you know what's something else? When you get ready to do your work and your teacher say, y'all, let's say a prayer. Because y'all motherfuckers going to work me to death. I was a special ed.
You were? Would you expect? Hold on,
man.
Hold on. Was you in special ed or special needs?
Man, I'm gonna tell you what's crazy. I was in special ed English.
Okay,
but I was in like geometry, math.
Oh,
I was backwards in the motherfucker. Yeah. I had took human physiology, but I was in special ed reading. How the fuck they do that? The government was just making money off me. I was kind of. That's all it was. How are you gonna have somebody? In a,
did you get a check?
I was in two special classes: special smart and special ed. Same. Smart and dumb at the same damn time.
Did you get a check for it, though?
No, I ain't getting no check.
No check. Yeah, so you wasn't all the way down in there.
No, they give checks for being like
checks
that?
They yeah, get my boy got a check.
For
Glendale,
being dumb?
Glendale Walker.
He got being dumb, you get a check.
Huh?
I know
1,000%. He got a check every month. Well, his mama got it.
There was some special shit going on.
Yeah, right yeah.
Now. Somebody was putting some money in it. Is he smart?
No, he's in special ed. Like it's like when you.
No, the reason I'm saying that because some schools get money when they put you in special ed.
Uh huh.
And back in the 80s and the 90s, they put a lot of black boys in special ed.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Because the best football players and fighters and shit was in special ed. We had a running back that was in our special ed class. He was like, shit, running like a motherfucker. Uh-huh.
But he couldn't do words and such.
Nah, he would be reading his words and shit, and he'd get to a word he didn't know. He said big word.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Such, this is that big word. Guess what happened? Guess what happened when he said big word?
What happened?
Everybody repeated big word. Oh, now sound it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Hell yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Lincoln. Lincoln.
Dude, I had to do that also. Yeah, did you have to read to like old people sometimes?
Man, we had a Dick and Jane book.
That's how I learned to read.
What grade was you in when you read Dick and Jane?
These dudes in special ed class turned into a poem fucking story because they just know the name of the book. You know, with some funny ass niggas, they're funny as fuck too. Comedians.
They're making a porn out of this right here.
Yeah.
Man.
Fun with Dick and Jane. That's where the movie came from, this book?
I've never seen the movie.
This book was like the Curious George. You know Curious George?
Yeah, I know Curious George.
The man with the big hat?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that was next up.
Can you read that right now?
Yeah, I can.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can get that.
The ick and...
Ooh, they got a page right there. Ooh, look, Dick. Look, Jane. Look and see. See, baby, see. Oh, Dick. Look and see, baby.
It is wild.
That's weird as shit. I couldn't read that.
Oh, Dick.
I'm good.
Could you imagine... They even had a story called Moby Dick. What the fuck?
Oh, man, yeah. I remember that
The one. Great white whale, dude. Yeah.
Just who like my hell, car.
Why is Dick always in the... You said Dick was... Was that you with the Richard joke with Dick?
I don't think so.
That's Charlie.
Yeah. That's Charlie, yeah.
Charlie Swisher.
Yeah. The other white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our intro.
How did it get Richard and Dick crossed up, though?
What? I don't know. That I don't know weird. How that came.
That's why I want to name
Google that
kid.
Shit.
It's like James and Jimmy, dude.
Yeah, right, James,
let's see.
Jim.
Richard and Dick.
How did it... Richard doesn't have an ICK in it?
Let's see. Right.
Yes, it does.
Mike, you know, fridge has the letter D in it, but refrigerator doesn't have the letter D in it.
Ah.
Okay. Damn, that's...
Let's see. Dick is a nickname most often for Richard, which likely originated in the Middle Ages as rhyming slang for Rick, as did William, Will, Bill, and Robert, Rob, Bob. The association with penis is more recent, arising from Dick becoming a cliche name for any man, as in Tom, Dick,
Tom,
and Harry.
Dick and Harry, yeah.
So, they, fuck, that's crazy. They crossed their name up with a real dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was a dickhead, wasn't he? He was like, somebody didn't nobody like.
Gonna name my kid Richard.
Rick you and should. Dick.
Thank you.
Damn, Dick Willis.
Was, yeah. Just thinking the 1800s, it was wild as hell, wasn't it?
You said the 1800s?
It was at the 1800s?
I think they did it like.
It said Middle 17. Ages. Middle Ooh, Ages a little bit before 15, the
1800s. 1600.
A little bit.
This is a tad. Yeah. So, how far back do the word dick go?
Ooh, dude, let's see. Because, dude, so, I know it goes back ages.
So, I wonder, was that word used? Oh, can I suck your dick?
You know, no, they said the that's newer. No, that's they're new. Saying, they're saying it's new.
So, what did they call penises? I didn't mean to say that like that.
No, that's all right. You know who, penises?
You don't have to.
Can ooh. I just say I know, I'm fucking with y'all. Okay. Like, y'all got a bunch of Christians watching your podcast, and it's like.
There's not a one, I guarantee
Catholic,
it.
This is the Catholic's number one fucking podcast.
I just got Jews.
Baptists. And
probably a big, huge Jewish fan base is what I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This podcast is ran by the Baptist Association. Hell, we were opening up the Book of Criminals.
Well,
the Book of Numbers, sorry.
Can you turn to the Book of Judges?
Yo, so that word started in mid-17th century. Dick became a slang for a man as a sexual partner. For example, in 1665, the English Rogue by Richard Head, a dick pro occurred to impregnate a character that is having difficulty conceiving.
His name is Dick Head.
I heard that. Yo.
He said this. He said, the next dick I pick up for her was a man of a color as contrary to the former as light is to darkness, being swarthy, for whose hair was as black as small as slow, middle stuttered, well set, both strong and active.
BBC.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's early
that's
BBC.
What it was, BBC.
Yeah, this is old BBC. We were throwing it down back in the medieval times.
Damn, they strong. Came up. They had a Mandingo back then.
We got it.
Dick.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Came from us, man. We got that dick.
In the 1500s.
Hell yeah.
In the real black power.
Yeah,
it
yeah. 1700? It says 17th century.
Wait, yeah, 17th century. The first time was 1665 in satire.
Mm. Satire.
The English Rogue by Richard Head. Or Dick
Richard Head. Damn.
Ooh, that's a
Richard
real
Richard Head. You did say dickhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what he looked like. He sure do look like
he do look like a dickhead.
He was freak as hell.
Oh, he probably was. Imagine back in those days.
This nigga was a freak. I bet he cross-dressed, too. Look at that dress he got on.
Damn.
All right, Mike. The ghostly Muhammad Ali going back, that means we went over time because it was just so fun talking to you, man.
I'm sorry.
Hey, no. That's good. That's a good thing. All right, if you want to, in this camera right here, you're going to say anything you got coming up, all of your socials.
All right, cool.
And where the people can find you.
You can find me right here in Huntsville, Alabama. I've been a barber in Huntsville since 1994. The name of my barbershop is Mike and Bill's Presidential Barbershop. We're right here in Huntsville. You can find me on all social media platforms, 10stacks10, STACKSS. I host a mic at The Dish, which is on 2005 Pool Drive, Huntsville, Alabama. Every first and third Monday, y'all come check this shit out. My guys right here from Clown Community College. I said this shit again. I guess it's just stuck in my brain. Clown. I almost said it again. Clown. I can't say it. God damn. Clown College.
There you go.
Yeah, Clown College. Next to Alabama A&M. But yeah, I host an open mic every first and third Mondays. Y'all check us out, and I'm appreciative of the podcast. And I don't know, what is this paper you gave me right here?
That was just all your socials and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, we got everything on there.
Hey, they did their homework. So, y'all check out this podcast. It's up and coming. And this is the 38th episode, man. Kudos to y'all, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing y'all grow. Y'all, man, it'd be good if y'all need, I can get y'all connected with a good person, too. Y'all might, you know. In fact, let me see if
we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it off mic.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
All right. Hell yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Mike, for coming on, man.
No doubt.
Hey, you the shit. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate y'all.
We out.
Hell yeah.
We got to have Charleston White on the podcast.
You got that back? You don't have to record the screen. But,
Oh, don't have to see. I'm sorry. I got too excited.
You got that on?
Yeah, this is on.
All right. Put it up to the mic. The back of this part.
All right, yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to voice.
Damn, dude.
I'm gonna try. You got two phones.
got two.
I'm
I'm sweating like Dante's about to go on stage.
He may not answer, but I talked to him.
He's a busy man.
He's got a lot going on.
A lot of people to avoid.
Hello.
What up, this Charles?
Hello.
What up, Charles?
What's up?
Man, shit, chilling, man. Look, man, I'll call you. I got a group of guys. I got a group of my partners, man. Listen, I'm at a it's Clown Community College, bro. And we want y'all down. We want to see what it takes to get you on the podcast, man.
I'm going to shoot you my manager number.
I bet. Man, they sitting here listening to you now, man. It's a mixed group of guys, man. They love you, bro.
I bet. I'm finna shoot you my manager number now.
I bet. Alright.
This is the best day of my life.
Oh! Bye!
This is the best day of my life. Oh, fuck yeah, bye. That's crazy. Man, hold on. That's what we needed, dude.
Ready! I told you about that connected.
Would you just know him?
Y'all know him.
Where'd y'all meet?
I met him at a comedy show.
Oh.
He gave me his number.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See, that's why I paid to get dressed up. I was dressed up and shit. He thought it was somebody big, whatever. So that's what I did. We exchanged numbers and shit.
Damn, bro. I got to take a page out of Mike's book.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Brandon cannot comprehend what's going on. Right?
Y'all know Hill Harper?
Who?
Google Hill Harper.
Hill Harper. Okay, let's see. How you spell Hill?
H-I-L-L.
Mike, tell Charleston you put a piece on for him.
He wanted one.
Yeah, he need one.
Him right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
I used to cut
his
hair.
He's from New York.
The doctor?
Yeah. Let me call him.
You know him?
Yeah. It might be Jesus.
I've reached 3-2.
Yeah, y'all always got his number. Hold up.
What, you cut his hair?
Yeah.
Like when he came down here, or you went to go see him?
Oh, he came down here.
Mm.
Y'all Google Double D. Double D is a famous comedian, too.
Oh, I got you.
He ain't a comedian, is he?
Yeah.
He is?
No, he's an actor. He's running for senator in Michigan.
It's not important, but is it screen recording, Brandon?
That's Double D right here.
Not screen.
That'll be a good person to put on y'all podcast, too.
I see him before.
No, his name Double D. He's a famous comedian.
Let's see. Who was that? Big Horn.
Barbershop Expo, Mike, or it was Steve Harvey's.
My favorite thing.
Barber was there.
Oh, yeah. You seen that?
With Exotics or something. There's like a whole bunch of people there. Mike was there, too.
No, I got Diddy's.
Oh, shit.
Diddy.
What?
Diddy's barber. is my partner. Hey, I got the number for y'all.
You said Diddy Barber?
No, for Charles's
manager.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Whatever it takes.
He's on next week. Let's
whatever it takes.
Fuck whoever else was supposed to be on. Well,
nobody was. All
right,
write
dude.
It down.
Hey, Brandon, you got a pen over there, dude?
Shit, yes, I
Holy
do.
Holy shit.
I told y'all get y'all hooked up, bro.
Hell no.
Yeah.
You ever be calling him? Just talking to him?
Yeah, I call him from time to time. He'll call me.
For real?
Yeah. He'll call me, man. He'll call me, say some random shit, crazy as hell. I want my man Weave nigga hang the phone up and shit. I'll be like, yeah, this nigga crazy.
Well, hell yeah.
Didn't believe that shit y'all just heard. That shit was crazy.
At first, I heard his voice. I'm like, there's no way that's Charleston. But then I heard it again. I was like, oh, that, damn. That's wild.
Thanks, Mike.
Hell yeah.
Damn,
crazy.
Dude.
Crazy.
Yep.
That's fucking wild.
That was a little encore.
Yeah, a little encore.
For the episode. Yeah. Post-credit scene.
All right. Oh, yeah. Did y'all record that? Did y'all record that? Oh, yeah, that's dope.